As President Donald Trump prepares for mass deportations of migrants living in the U.S. illegally, migrant shelters across the border in Mexico are preparing for a surge in deported people. The expectation led one city in Baja California to declare a state of emergency. Tijuana, which sits across the border from San Diego and is Mexico's second largest city, declared a state of emergency on Monday, January 20th, to access more funds to pay for holding migrants. According to the San Diego Union-Tribune, Tijuana is home to more than 30 migrant shelters. CNN reports the city's mayor said that despite the emergency declaration, the city isn't alarmed. It just wants to be ready if President Trump is particularly effective at following through on his plan. Tijuana is a common stop for migrants looking to cross into the U.S. The city's migrant affairs director said that in 2023, more than 100,000 people used the CBP One app. They used it to set up appointments to cross from Tijuana into the U.S. The CBP One app, introduced by the Biden administration, was the primary way for applicants seeking political asylum in the U.S. to set up their entry into the country. However, shortly after taking office Monday, President Trump signed an executive order ending its use. In addition to being a key crossing point for migrants, Tijuana is home to one of the world's busiest border crossings, with everything from cargo to commuters coming through. The San Ysidro Port of Entry connects the city with the southern reaches of San Diego. It saw more than 15 million vehicle crossings and more than 6 million pedestrian crossings in 2023.